with SRN News. I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump says he and Congress need to address paying college athletes. And as White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports, the problem is an expensive one.
The president brought together lawmakers, coaches, college presidents, and TV executives for a White House roundtable discussion. He warned that the soaring costs of paying college athletes is harming schools, and the problem is getting worse.
So we have to save college sports and save, I believe, colleges.
The president said Congress needed to approve legislation to modify the use of name, image, and likeness contracts for students. He also said he might sign an executive order. Greg Clugston, Washington.
It's time to spring forward 1 hour, beginning Sunday at 2 a.m., and people hate changing clocks twice a year.
Scott Yates with Lock the Clock says he got involved in the discussion for personal reasons.
Like so many people, I was just frustrated having to change the clocks twice a year. I didn't like losing an hour of sleep in the spring.
And says he's optimistic about getting rid of the time change.
It's a terrific bipartisan issue. Nobody's going to bicker about that part. So it's just a matter of getting it done.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Explosions are sending up plumes of smoke in Iran's capital city as the U.S. says the most intense bombing of the week-long campaign is yet to come. The Israeli military announcing new strikes on Tehran today while saying it was also moving to intercept Iranian missiles. President Trump says he won't seek a deal with Iran without its unconditional surrender. The conflict continues to affect other Middle Eastern countries. Air sirens sounding in Bahrain this morning while Saudi Arabia said it shot down a missile and drones targeting an oil field and an air base that hosts American forces. Russia has provided Iran with information that could help Tehran strike American warships, aircraft, and other assets in the region as well. This is SRN News. I'm Ron Taylor. Correspondent Michael Harrington has a warning from the Trump administration.
The Department of Health and Human Services has sent a letter to all 50 states warning them they cannot take a child away from their parents because mom and dad do not support the youngster's decision to live as the opposite sex. There are isolated reports of this happening in several states, and the Trump administration wants to nip it in the bud. HHS says, quote, parents have the right to raise their children according to their religious beliefs. Michael Harrington reporting.
A German court has convinced a Syrian man of stabbing and seriously wounding a Spanish tourist at Berlin's Holocaust Memorial just over a year ago and sentenced him to 13 years in prison. The 20-year-old defendant was convicted on charges including attempted murder and attempted membership in a foreign terrorist organization. The Berlin District Court found that he traveled from Leipzig to Berlin on February 21, 2025, to carry out an attack in the name of ISIS. This is SRN News. The former coach of the University of Michigan Wolverines has reached a plea deal with prosecutors in a case that's drawn high interest. We hear more on the story from correspondent Jennifer King.
Sharon Moore.
In Ann Arbor, former Michigan football coach Sharon Moore has accepted a deal, pleading no contest to two misdemeanor charges, trespassing and malicious use of a telecom device in a domestic relationship. In exchange, three more serious charges, including felony home invasion, were dropped. Ellen Michaels is Moore's attorney.
Mr. Moore is pleased to put this behind him and move forward.
The case stemmed from a confrontation after Moore was terminated. The university said there was credible evidence the Wolverines head coach had engaged in an inappropriate relationship with his executive assistant. Moore was arrested when he confronted the woman in her apartment and she called 911. I'm Jennifer King.
You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.